This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many favors Allah has bestowed upon us. Salutations be upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We begin today's talk on this important subject on the role and function of the masajid in our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam has laid great stress and emphasis on the role of the masjid. It is the houses of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pivot around which our deeni, our community, and our individual life is supposed to evolve around. It is a symbol of Islam. It is the gardens of paradise. إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ When you pass by the gatherings of zikr, which of course would be the masajid, the most beloved places to Allah in this world. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا The masjid is this. And it is many, many other things. I'm going to enumerate some of the benefits of the masjid. I'm going to enumerate some of the aspects and the role and function of the masjid in Islam. The first thing is, it is the spiritual centers of the Muslims. It is a spiritual center for us. And we need to understand this. There are two aspects in a human being's life. The material and the spiritual. There are two aspects, the material and the spiritual. Each and everyone understand the material needs. Allah has made mention of it in the 16th surah of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَزْمَعُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى Allah ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, O Adam, in Jannah, don't let shaitan take you out of Jannah. All your physical needs are met. Allah tajua fiha. You would not get hungry. You would not be without clothes. You would not be without shelter. And thirst will not overtake you. What in Urdu we say, roti, kapra, makan. Those are our physical needs. But just as we have physical and material needs which are fulfilled by material things, we have a spiritual need. We have a need to communicate with our Allah. We have a need to communicate with our Creator. Without which a person will find a vacuum in his life. He would not be comfortable. He would not find satisfaction. He would not find contentment until he communicates with Allah. Many a times people don't fulfill the spiritual need. Spiritual needs are not fulfilled by material things. Spiritual needs are going to be fulfilled by remembering Allah, reading the Holy Quran, coming closer towards Almighty Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without which there is a vacuum. People try to fill that vacuum with other things. Therefore, people go into entertainment, alcoholism, and they go into drugs. And the reason is there is a vacuum in their life. That vacuum they think is going to be fulfilled by other things. It's not going to be fulfilled by that. It's only going to be fulfilled when we have a spiritual bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will hearts find contentment. And that is the reason why we find such great benefits from the spiritual point of view with regard to the masjids and the houses of Almighty Allah. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِرُهَا The most beloved places in the earth to Allah is the masjid, is a spiritual center. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whenever you see a person who has attachment to the masjid, bear testimony to his iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited the verse, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited the verse, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Verily, those will tend to the houses of Almighty Allah, who believe in Allah, and believe in the Prophet, and believe in the Day of Judgment. So if you see a person attached to the masjid, bear testimony to his iman. There is such great, you know, benefits and spiritual rewards with regard to going to the masjid. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one tribe who was staying at a distance from the masjid, and they came to ask for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam what to do. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, walk to the masjid, even if you are at a distance. فَتُكْتَبُ آثَارَكُمْ, your footsteps will be counted as a reward as you come to the masjid. So this is such a great aspect with regard to the masjid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it the spiritual centers for the Muslim ummah. And some other points of importance with regard to the masjid, let me make mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, وَإِذْ بَأْوَانَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to clean the masjid, to clean the baytullah, lit-ta'ifin, for the people who are going to make tawaf, for the people who are going to make itikaf. Can you imagine, the Khalil of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is been commanded by Allah to physically clean the masjid for the sake of the people who are coming to the masjid. Can you imagine the importance of the masjid? That is why when our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Medina Munawwara, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constructed and put up his own homes and his own houses and the rooms and quarters of his wives and himself, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constructed the Masjid Nabawi, even before his own home, even before his own quarters. This is the importance of the masjid in the life, in the individual and collective life of the believer. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only rest by him ordering the construction, sitting on the sidelines. No, no. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he himself partook in the construction of the masjid. And then when the Sahaba, they saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carrying the bricks and getting involved in the construction of the masjid, they also started. And then the Muhajireen and the Ansar, they used to get together. And when they used to get together, they used to say, Allahumma la khayra illa khayrul akhirah, farhamil ansara wal muhajira, la'in qa'adna wal nabiyu ya'mal, ladhaka minna al-amalul mudallal. Allah, have mercy upon the Muhajireen and the Ansar. There is no goodness but the goodness of the year after. We are sitting while the Nabi of Allah is working and putting up the masjid. If we allow this to happen, then this is a very great tragedy. Respected listeners, when we look at this particular masjid that was constructed, it was the most simple structure. You find in a hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day told a sahaba that Allah Ta'ala showed me in a dream the night of Laylatul Qadr, and I was making sijda on sand and rain water. The rain water used to seep and the mud used to get, you know, soggy and used to get wet. Such was the masjid of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was so simple. It was so free from all types of different types of aesthetics and adornment. But it was a lantern, and it was a lantern of guidance, a beacon of hidayat. And every masjid strives to become like the Masjid Nabawi that was in the time of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if we have to say that it was so simple, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam many a times used to make sijda on mud and water in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, when we take this particular aspect, it was only, these are just some aspect with regard to showing the importance of the masjid. You know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself partook. Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to put up and construct the Baytullah for the sake of the people who are coming for tawaf and for the sake of the people who are going to make itikaf. It was only 1 or 2 years before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed on that a lantern and a light was put up in the Masjid Nabawi, only 1 year or 2 years before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's passing away. For all the years that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in Masjid Nabawi, there was no formal and adornment and lighting. that and lantern that was put in the masjid. And one day, a sahabi by the name of Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he put up a lantern and he, you know, put up a lantern and he, the masjid became enlightened, you know, with regard to lights. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, admired it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy and said, who put up this light in my masjid? Who put up this light in my masjid? You know, and may Allah illuminate the person who illuminated my masjid. May Allah Ta'ala illuminate the person who illuminated my masjid. Was Tamim Dari. So when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy with someone who illuminated materially and from a physical point of view, the masjid, can you imagine what rank and what importance and what virtue and what reward there will be for a person who goes beyond that and he illuminates spiritually the houses of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are such great efforts that take place, and there is dini programs that take place, and there are other such great aspects that take place in the masjid. Huh? Can we imagine that? So this is one aspect with regard to the, you know, the importance. I've just given you some. Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to put up the Kaaba and the Baytullah and to clean it for the tawaf, for the people for tawaf and itikaf. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself took part. Hazrat Tamim Dari, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him such glad tidings. And these are some of the aspects with regard to the importance. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, such is the reward with regard to the masjid. Man kharaja min baytihi mutahharan ila salatil maktuba, ila salatil maktuba, fa ajruhu ka ajril hajj. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever goes out of his house and he makes wuzu and he goes to the masjid only with the intention of performing faras salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of an accepted hajj. Subhanallah. Another aspect with regard to the masjid is, in an era where people talk about an identity crisis, this word is bandied around. People have an identity crisis with regard to their identity. What is their identity? How is their individual identity linked up with the collective? How is their individual identity linked up with a community? My dear respected listeners, brothers and sisters, the symbols of our deen, the masjid, the azan, these give us an identity. It gives us a link between our individual self and the masjid and the houses of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In an era where people talk about identity crisis, in an era where people speak much about the importance of self-worth, of an identity with regard to your worth, the masjid gives us an identity with regard to our coming closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it gives us an identity with regard to our deen. Then another aspect with regard to, and there are many other aspects with regard to the masjid. Masjid in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled many, many roles. It fulfilled many roles. In the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masjid was a headquarters. And, you know, the information was passed on from the masjid to the entire world. It was a judiciary. Court proceedings used to take place in the masjid. Now, I'm not giving a fatwa. There are certain aspects that have to be taken into account in today's time, right? I'm just giving you an example of what the type of masjid that there was in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what great role it played. In the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the masjid was a place of learning. There was, you know, a place of judiciary. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to rule in the masjid with regard to disputes that came to him. There was a place where the delegations that came to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were housed and they were met. That is why people who go to Masjid An-Nabawi, even up to this day, you will find one pillar known as Istiwana-i Wufud. And what is a Istiwana-i Wufud? Istiwana-i Wufud was that the delegations used to come. And when the delegations used to come, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to meet them there. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to host them there. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak to them there. Hazrat Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala say, I sat with the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on several occasions in the masjid. Sahaba would relate oratory and poetry and recollect things from the past days. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look at them, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smile when they used to be reciting poetry in the masjid of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a place. It was a place and home for refugees, for the poor, for the travelers, even to this extent that it was a detention center. And for some reason, whenever Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needed to detain some people for a certain reason, many a times they were detained in the Masjid al-Nabawi. They were fastened on the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi, as Thamama bin Uthal and many other such people also, they were kept and detained in the Masjid al-Nabawi. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we can talk about the many aspects with regard to the beauty of the Masjid. And there are so many great aspects that are related to the importance of the Masjid. Bashir al-Masha'in. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, give clear tidings to those who go to the Masjid in the darkness of the night, whether it be Isha, whether it be Fajr, that they will be granted perfect Noor on the day of Qiyamah. They're going now in darkness, and they might find some difficulty, but on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them complete Noor on the day of Qiyamah. We are all aware, my dear respected listeners, with regard to our situation in South Africa and throughout the world, with regard to what had happened in the time of COVID. This was a situation that was beyond everyone's control. There was a situation that came upon the world. Allah knows His wisdom. People might have their views with regard to it. People might sometimes look into conspiracy theories. People might look at situation and say, no, this was a pandemic. We had to take certain actions, whatever it was. Despite what views are held, this is not the occasion to discuss that aspect. But the reality is that by and large, people complied. Some people, they completely closed the Masjid. Right? In Western Cape, for example, the Muslim Judicial Council had announced that the Masjid must be closed to save life. Right, that was the situation. In other places, in our other places in here, many a times people kept congregations to the bare minimum. Right, there was 4 or 5 people that were there just to keep what we call the Masjid Abad. Whatever it was, this was a situation that came upon the world and people complied. Because it was a regulation, because people were afraid, because people were fearful, or whatever reasons, the masjids remain not at its optimum level. Now a situation had come that the masajid were open. Now, of course, here also we need to understand that given the importance and the benefit of the masjid which I have outlined, people need to come back. And of course, here again, there will be differing views which have been expressed by ulama with regard to the protocols of coming to the masjid. Some people have said, adhere to the protocols. Some people have said, there is laxity with regard to it. There is accommodation. Whatever it is, whatever you are comfortable with, which view you want to follow, whatever you want to follow, go and follow that view, but come back to the masjid. If you feel you want to go to the masjid which has protocols, go to that masjid. Where you feel that, no, I'm not comfortable with the protocols, you want to go somewhere, that is your individual choice. Ulama and organizations have taken views. Their views are with them. We are saying that the masjid is such an important place. Now that there is accommodation for us to come back, according to the protocols, if you so wish, come back to the masjid. But one important point that I would like to make mention is, whatever it is, whatever you are comfortable with, don't make it a point of contention and disunity. Allah has made the masjid to be a place of unity. Don't create disunity because of these differing viewpoints. Don't create disunity because of these differing viewpoints. Allah Ta'ala has made the masjid a place of unity. Our ulama have made mention, I've heard this from great, great ulama. They say that when a person, when he comes into the masjid, and there is, you know, congregation, and someone is regular in the masjid, and one day he sees that the person is not there for Fajr namaz when he normally comes, what happens? He starts worrying. He starts having a concern. What happened to my brother? After 2-3 days, he says, let me go find out. Is he sick? That maybe he's ill. I can go and see him. Maybe something has happened to him, some tragedy. Let me go and see him. But if he sees him every morning, Fajr time, and he sees him Fajr time, he gets happy. Alhamdulillah, there is nothing untoward that happened with my brother. There is nothing untoward that has happened. But if something happens and it doesn't come, all of a sudden there is a concern. Can you imagine that the masjid becomes the means of creating unity, creating a sense of Muslim brotherhood? How can we allow the masjid thereafter to become a point of contention and disunity? Whoever you want to follow, follow. But don't make the masjid a place of fighting. If a person comes into the masjid, he is a follower of the Hanafi fiqh, and the imam is a Shafi who read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim loud. Or vice versa, he's a Shafi who believes, according to his fiqh, that Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim must be read loud and the Imam reads it softly and he doesn't read it loud, is he going to turn away from the masjid because of the difference of opinion? This is the difference of opinion that is between ulama. Don't make it a point of contention and disunity. Let me conclude with two important points that Hazrat Maulana Sajjad Nu'mani has made mention during the course of his talks on the masjid. One, he says, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran said, Inna awwala bayti wudhi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarak wa hudan lil-alamin. The first house that was established by Allah on this earth is the one in Makkah. And mubarak wa hudan lil-alamin. It is a blessing and hidayat for the entire humanity. This is something that we can't understand. The masjid is a blessedness not only for the ummah, for the entire humanity and blessedness. Have we made our masajid into hidayat, places of hidayat and blessedness for the entire humanity? If not, then we are not fulfilling the role and function and objective of the masjid, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined in the Holy Quran with regard to Masjid al-Haram. Fihi mubaraka wa hudan lil alamin. It is supposed to be blessing and hidayat for the entire humanity, not only for Muslims. And just as the masjid is important, just as the masjid is important, let me make mention of another aspect. Our conduct, our methods of dealing with the people outside of the masjid is equally important. We can't only be believers in the masjid. With the masjid, we get the spiritual strength in the masjid, and then we take that spiritual strength by interacting with good conduct with the people whom we come into contact with outside the masjid, whether it be Muslim or non-Muslims. If we don't do that, if we don't have the Islamic akhlaq in our conduct outside the masjid, then what will happen is what happened in Spain. You had the most beautiful masjids. You had 1,600 masjids in Cordoba. Today there's only one left in Cordoba. One masjid, a small masjid in a park. Why? That together with the masjid, the amal outside the masjid were not carried out. The interaction, the akhlaq, the same people who welcomed the Muslims in Spain, they were the people who expelled the Muslims. So we need to have a most comprehensive understanding with regard to the role and function of the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you another tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.